We're visiting with Hartford head football coach Colton Barrett on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, you had a week to get ready for tomorrow night's game with St. Paul in the playoffs. Was it a beneficial week for your players?
Yeah. Unfortunately, we weren't able to play last week, but it was able to get us a jump start on preparing for, a playoff, which is the most important game of the season. And I think our guys really took that extra week to, freshen up a little bit, heal from some of the injuries that, happened throughout the season. And hopefully mentally we're ready to tackle the feat that we have in front of us.
Well, you get St. Paul tomorrow night. And for the Hartford fans, it's a 6 o'clock game at St. Paul. How do you see your team matching up with St. Paul?
I think St. Paul, they have a young squad. They were really young last year when we played them in the playoffs, and this year, they're a year older, more year experience. Really athletic group, have some playmakers that we have to understand where they're at. And, for our guys, it's more of the same. It's, controlling the down and distance, limiting our turnovers and our own mistakes, and understanding what we want to do and have to execute at a good, a good clip. And we know that if we do those things, I feel fairly confident what we can do against St. Paul. But also, if we struggle to not turn the ball over and kind of get in those situations that we found ourselves in this year, it could be anybody's game.
We're visiting with Hartford head football coach Colton Barrett on the Area Coach's Corner. And this season has been kind of a roller coaster ride for your football team. You have played some very good teams that have tested you going into the postseason. And you look at it, and the games you feel like you should have won and maybe could have won did, with maybe the exception of the Meredosine Valley game. As you look back this season, what kind of stands out about this team's play?
I think we've done a really good job of filling some shoes from last year's senior class. We've gotten a lot of younger kids some reps this year. And hopefully, going into the playoffs, we're hopefully to that point where those reps are going to start paying off. We've had some really good leadership this year. Obviously, we haven't done as well as we had like. And our players understand, where we were at preseason and how we thought the season would go. It hasn't really gone as according to plan. But also, it's good to see some of that adversity. So when you do get to the playoffs, you're kind of battle-tested and you've been in every situation. And I think, with our schedule and how we played this year, we have been in every situation. And hopefully, like I said, it benefits us come Thursday night.
Regardless of what does happen, seven seniors on this year's squad, and how valuable have those guys been for this program?
This senior class, and I've talked about it all year, they're a special group. I've been able to coach this group since they were in fourth grade. So 9 years together through Pee-wee, junior high, and high school, they've really been one of those classes that help turn a program around, help you get going the way you want to go. And I think they've done a really good job of that. One thing about it, I was told by a coach when I first started that there's going to be teams that are less talented that you enjoy to coach. This group is one of those groups. That's something as a coach that you take pride in. So it's a really great group for us. Hopefully, this isn't our last week to play. But they've had a really great career, and they've really benefited our program.
Coach Barrett, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck tomorrow night against St. Paul and throughout the postseason, and look forward to visiting with you during the basketball season.
All righty. Thanks for having me.
That's Hartford head football coach Colton Barrett on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by the Hartford State Bank and by Hartford One Stop on Country 101.7 FM.